So the reasons then for globalization, so to fall in are some of the reasons that have helped the globalization process. So improvement in technology, we've spoken about before, the likes of improvement in the Industrial Revolution, the improvement in electricity. Technology is now improving, the likes of computer-aided design, helping you design products, computer-aided manufacturing, helping you to manufacture the products. You'd have the likes of 3D printing and robots. So technology has improved. Demands, so because the population is getting bigger, the consumer demands are also getting bigger. Economies of scale, so economies of scale means the more you buy of something reduces the unit price. So if you produce on a huge scale, the unit price of producing that product is going to go down, so you're going to make more of a profit. Freedom of trade, so especially in the European Union, you can move around from country to country, so you don't need to get a visa or anything and use your trade there. Labor availability and skills, so you can, if you've got a certain skill, you can travel around, the likes of plumbers or builders can move around the world. Decrease in transport costs, so for example, as we spoke in the last one, the Suez Canal and the Panama Canal, airplanes and that, so the cost of transportation has gone down. And then transport improvements then, so the likes of road in Ireland, especially kind of the M50 and that, so a lot of the roads across the world are really have improved, so the likes of trucks can drive around and stop in off the road and get a shower and get something to eat and that, so transportation has improved as well.